This is the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil alameen. نستعينه نستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Dear believers, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We praise Allah, we witness that He is one, that He is the creator of everything, that He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who cares about all of His creation, who created and then cared for His creation until He brought His creation to guidance. And the best of His creation is the servant of God, the prophet, the messenger of God. And He created man to be His servant and His messenger. And that's fulfilled in the servants and messengers of God, called prophets and messengers, and certainly completed in Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's given to us as a model for our human and Muslim behavior. But not only to us, Allah Most High, God Most High says in His book, the Qur'an, that whoever believes in God and the last day has in Muhammad, certainly has in Muhammad, the most excellent model, the most excellent model. And again, Allah says of Muhammad the Prophet, we have not sent you to be other than a mercy to all the world. A mercy to all the world. That means Muhammad came as a mercy to mankind, to all human beings. And not only to the individual, but to the nations, to the institutions of the nations, to the learning, and their most cherished establishment. Muhammad came as a mercy to them. And if you can give people correct knowledge and sciences, and guide them to the sciences of matter, you open the way for them to have comfort, unlimited. And when Allah says of Muhammad that we haven't sent you except as a mercy to all the world, Allah's, that mercy He's speaking of is the second mercy. The Bible says that God promised the people who made covenant with Him that He would give them two portions of His mercy. And in Islam, God is Ar-Rahman and God is Ar-Rahim, two portions of His mercy. And and Muhammad is a mercy to all the world because it was the revelation given to him, the final revelation, the Qur'an. It was that book that open the mind of the scholars, of the scientists, the researchers, the thinking people. It opened their minds to new doors, fresh doors, for the revival of the human intellect, intelligence, intellect with its rational powers and rational curiosities. It opened the mind of the intellect and gave birth to the revival of the sciences. This is history. So we are not people just invited to rituals. We are invited to wake up in our best nature, our compassion, and our intelligence. Our compassion and our intelligence. We're guided in this religion to wake up in the best of our nature. We should be compassionate human beings, and we should be intelligent human beings, and we should strive for the best human behavior, and we should respect as a people the best standards established in history by civilized man. And that's what Allah means, highly praises He, when He says, wa'mil bil ma'ruf, wa'mil bil ma'ruf, and order or give commands, instructions, etc., respecting the best of standards established by civilized societies. Ma'ruf means that is known as the best standards. Wa'mil bil ma'ruf. Wanha anil munkar. Shun, keep away from that empties out your good qualities and your good senses. Wanha anil munkar. This is the instructions of God. So Muhammad, the Prophet, said, we are addressing the importance of the human intellect. Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, God did not create anything more beneficial for us than the human intelligence. In fact, He said the human brain, aql insan, the brain of the human person, or the human being. Now, I remember a sister who was religious, very religious, and she came from Catholicism, I think, to Islam, looking at me, and she caught my attention when I said that. And she looked at me and she said, you're making a mistake. You know, I said, what? You're making a mistake, man. The brain is not the most precious, most beneficial thing that God created. And I'm sure she was entertaining the heart as the most beneficial thing that God created. Yes, the heart is first, then the brain is second. If we purify our heart, that is the door for the brain. The good condition of our heart stimulates the brain and gives the brain that kind of support it needs to stay straight and obedient to God. Yes, the heart is the first, but the heart has not given us electric light as much as the brain has. You can want it in your heart all you want, but if you don't use your brain, you'll never have electric lights and all the other things that make for an advanced and comfortable world now. You see? So Muhammad the Prophet knew what he was saying. He was correct when he said that God didn't create anything more useful or more beneficial or better in its service than the human brain. The human brain. Now, Muhammad the Prophet was not an educated man when he was chosen to be the last prophet and messenger of God. He was not an educated man. So Allah said, and we revealed it upon his heart. Because if he had revealed that weighty book upon the uneducated brain of Muhammad the Prophet, it would have destroyed him. So that if it had been revealed upon a mountain, the mountain would crumble into dust. Praise be to Allah. Now let us change the focus. The focus is now on Ummah, the Ummatul Islamiyah, the international community of Islam, the Ummah. Peace be upon him of Abraham. Allah said, Abraham was a community, not just an individual, not just a man, but God blessed him with a community. And his community, God promised, would be also the whole of mankind. All people. Like Adam is the first leader and the father of mankind. For his nation, for man's nature, human nature. Abraham, peace be upon him, is the first leader, the father for mankind, for the intellect. And Muhammad the prophet is a prophet like Moses, according to God's word in the Quran. And the order he established is after the order of Abraham, prophet Abraham, Ibrahim, upon them be peace. And Ibrahim was a community. And Muhammad is given to the world, and specifically to the believers, the Muslims, to guide us into community life, so that we be responsible for community life. We are responsible for community life. We pray in congregation, and every believer, no believer is excused, is obligated to learn how to lead the prayers, and to lead not only him or herself, but to lead a group in prayer. Both males and females are obligated to do that. That tells us very clearly that we are responsible not only for leading ourselves individually, but we are responsible for leading the group, the collective body, as well as the individual, the collective body. We are a community. God says, you are the best community evolved or brought out for all people, or for all mankind. Antum, speaking to us fully, every one of us, not anta, not anti, Antum, khayra ummatan ukhrijat lillah. You are the best of communities evolved or brought out for the good of all people. You evolved or brought out for all people, ukhrijat lillah. So how can we live Islam and live Muslim life and not feel the obligation to our fellow man, when God says that he has brought us out of the world of darkness and ignorance, oppression and sin, and etc., so that we will be a benefit service to all people? So Muhammad is a mercy to all the world. And like our leader, Muhammad, we also should have it in our hearts to be a mercy to all the world. We should want our community to be a model community. Say that you be a witness. God wants us to be a witness for all other communities. How are we going to be a witness for all other communities if we don't see our obligation to all people and to all other societies? That we build and establish a model society that will be a witness under God, that he has given man the guidance to have the best society or the best community life possible on this earth. If we live it, we'll be that model. It was done by Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be on him. He achieved that in his lifetime, and he left that to us. We are the inheritors of that great society that the prophet, the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, established, Muhammad, the messenger of God, God's servant and messenger. Yes, so we have to become more and more aware, more and more conscious of the fact that we have the superior guidance, and if we follow it, we will have the superior community life. None will have any community life to match ours, to equal ours. No, if we pursue what God has given us through Muhammad the prophet, the Quran, as guidance, and follow his methods, follow his principles, respect his character, etc., we will have the best. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. And obey God and obey his messenger. This is the answer. So this religion is not difficult. This religion is very clear. You don't have to be a scientist, a mathematician, or a psychologist, or a great philosopher, or a high-minded person living in the skies because the earth is too small for you. You don't have to be that kind of person to learn this religion, practice this religion, and contribute to the success of the Muslim life on this planet. You don't have to be any special brain to do that. This religion makes you a special brain. I wasn't a special brain. My father had no education. My father had absolutely no education. He went no farther than 3 years elementary school in Sandersville, Georgia, in the South. I doubt it. 8 years in most of those towns in the South are worth anything now. Now what about just 3 years? Worth nothing. He told us that he had to teach himself how to write a good hand. He educated himself. And when his teacher came along, Mr. Farrar, he inspired him to want bigger and more and greater things. So he made him a higher student and a much broad-minded student than he was when he was struggling to get a good hand, write a good letter, or get a good hand, etc. And the man became a genius. The challenge that he was given by his teacher challenged his mind and brought out the genius in that man that didn't have good circumstances in the South and in the North for his intellect. This is wonderful. I remember him saying many times in the temple, when you become a member here, you automatically become a member of every Islamic nation, every Muslim nation. So no matter what we thought of what he was saying and doing, we have to admit that the honorable Elijah Muhammad was sensitizing us, conditioning our minds and hearts to be united with all Muslims on this planet. And thanks be to Allah, it has happened. And we are now part of the international Ummah in the United States of America. And our obligation here is to work with all that we have, fearing God, loving God, and seeking God for his forgiveness for our shortcomings, our sins, whatever, and asking him for mercy and guidance. For what? Not just for me, but for my children to come, for my brother's children to come, for my father's children, my brothers and sisters, for my father, for my loved ones, my friends, and for the whole of mankind, for the whole of mankind, for every human person on this earth. That's what's in my heart. That's what stays in my heart. That's what drives me to want to do more and more and reach wider and wider areas of understanding, of knowledge, but also of opportunity to contribute to the betterment of my neighborhood, my community, my neighborhood, my city, my state, my country, and the whole world, and the whole world. We don't have to have 100% of us with that strong motivation moving us every time we wake up and every time we go to bed with that. We only need a very few people like that to keep the right thing on the rest of our minds and keep us going forward, forward in the path of God. Just a little line in the path of God. And God says, and strive in his path with your wealth and with your own soul, or with your own person, your own self. Jahidu fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Strive in the path of God. Jahidu from jihad, or jihad is from jahid. Jahidu, strive hard in the way of God, in the path of God, with your wealth. Now, poor man, I guess he thinks he's not being spoken to, but he is. Because you may not have wealth in the terms of U.S. currency or some other currency, but if you've got strong moral constitution, then you represent wealth of resources in terms of moral life and moral influence. Then you're supposed to spend of your own soul. You can't go in your pocket. God says spend of your wealth and also your own soul, your own person. So if you have these qualities, these riches, these resources in your own soul, then share it with others. Spend it. And Muhammad the Prophet said, we are obligated to fight against wrong, injustice, wrong. And he said, the first and the best fight is to fight with your hands. That means physically, get involved physically. And if you can't find the wherewithal, circumstance won't permit you, circumstances or something won't permit you to do that, he said, then with your tongue. That means speak out against the wrong. And sometimes you can't even speak out against the wrong. You'll lose your life. Maybe your children will be killed too. Your wife and your children, your house may be burned, or a whole family burned up. You have some crazy people in the world sometimes. There's some very extreme conditions in the world sometimes. So we are allowed to save our life, not to be stupid and speak and just get killed. You know you won't get killed. He said, if you can't find the wherewithal or the circumstances for doing that, then at least have it in your heart to dislike what's going on. Let your soul and your heart be opposed to what's going on. Praise be to Allah. Isn't this a very sensible religion? Oh, it is a very sensible religion, a good sense religion. Praise be to Allah. Religion for the best of the human nature. And God says, Deen al-Lati, Deen al-Lati Fat, pardon me, not Deen, pardon me, Deen al-Fitratul Lati, the religion of the origin, Deen al-Fitratul Lati, the religion of the origins of human beings. Al-Lati Fattama Nasa Alayha, the pattern or order of a form of human life that he evolved man upon. Man progressed and evolved upon his original purity, his original nature that God created for him. It was that nature that made him want to know why. Why this has to be this way? Or why is this this way? Why is the sky as it is? Why does the sun rise on time and repeat the rising, and I get up to work, and the night comes on time and makes me sleepy? Why? That's how the thinkers, the philosophers were born. They wanted to know why. And that was the original nature given to them by their creator, by God. Fitratul lati fatara an-nasa alayha, the original nature of the human being that God patterned the whole of mankind upon. If the Turks became great people, if the Irish became great people, if the Chinese became great people, Africans or whoever, if they became great people, they became great people firstly because God created them as a special, precious, rich, resourceful vessel. Yes, with all those possibilities there. And if they followed the best of their human motivation, they gave birth to leaders that led them into great heights of society, civilization, sciences, etc. So Allah wants us to think rationally. And Allah wants us to think with respect for His creation and the laws of His creation, so that we will gain great knowledge in sciences from His creation and get His second mercy, that mercy that will give us comfort. And Allah says, وَاسِعَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا وَرَحْمًا. And He has expanded everything, or extended everything, for mercy and knowledge. Knowledge and mercy. عِلْمًا وَرَحْمًا. But the sentence in Arabic is so exact in its expression that it'll take a lecture to really tell you what they're saying. That God says, وَاسِعَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا وَرَحْمًا. That He has extended everything, or caused everything to be extended in science and knowledge and in mercy. What is Allah saying to us? He is saying to us that if you get the science that's in my creation, that science will make your life more comfortable, and that will be my compassion on you. That is my greatest mercy, my greatest compassion on you, that I give you my sciences that I put in my creation. So in the winter, you can be warm. And in the summer, you can be cool. And you can travel without hardship. Isn't that mercy? Isn't that love? Isn't that compassion? But man gets it, and then he gives himself the credit. But he makes a computer, and he gives himself the credit, not the computer. And the computer is doing wonders. Computer running the factory. Computer running the factory. Computer guiding the plane, flying the plane. And he doesn't say, you all thank the computer. No, he say, thank me. I created it. Well, thank Allah for creating your computer in your head, buddy. Thank God for creating your computer, and know that you are not the creator of that computer. Allah is the creator of that computer, and you couldn't even find anything to put in that computer until you found what God created. Praise be to Allah. أنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best of the societies, the communities, brought out or evolved for the good of all people. We have to now be aware that we are again beginning to grow in business, or in business establishment. The material world is a test, like many other things. But most of the material world, the biggest test for our spiritual life, is the material world. It will deceive us. It will take our souls on the path to greed and selfishness and arrogance of power, etc. If we don't obey the guidance of God and follow the human model that He wants us to be. But understand that again, we who got our first thought from the teacher under his student.
Join us next time for the national public broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.